Well, Saints, we have begun our, this week we began our study of the book of Deuteronomy. And this, I'm excited. When I was a new believer and I read through Deuteronomy, I didn't understand what he was talking about. Okay? But as we are fellowshipping this week, this is precious.
Amen.
You know, Deuteronomy, guess what? Deuteronomy is a concluding book to the Pentateuch. That means the five books of Moses conclude with this book.
Amen.
But also the book of Deuteronomy means a second law. Or you could say it's a re-speaking. Or a rehearse of the law. But this is, this speaking is not ordinary speaking. This is God's divine law.
Amen.
And then the law was given to Moses when he was 80 years old.
Amen.
But now we come to this point. This is 40 years later. And the first generation, except for Caleb and Joshua, have passed away.
Amen.
So there's a new generation.
Amen.
So God burdened Moses to share, to re-speak his commandments. So this is where we are. We're starting this study. So before I continue any further, you know, I would like to ask if you got into this week's fellowship, or if you were in the read your Bible or in the ministry, I will ask you, I will ask for a couple of volunteers. So as soon as I sit down, we want a couple of volunteers. Okay, we got one. Someone else? Okay, two. We got two volunteers. So okay, so let's read the title this week. So if you have your morning revival book and then someone else doesn't have it, perhaps we can share.
I have a copy here. Here
you go. Okay, so let's read the title for this week.
The intrinsic significance of Deuteronomy, a book concerning Christ.
So Deuteronomy is what?
A book concerning Christ.
You know, in Luke 24, 44, the Lord is speaking to disciples. And he says, all the things written in the law of Moses, the prophets and songs concerning me must be fulfilled.
Amen.
So the law of Moses, okay, the prophets and the songs, that includes the entire Old Testament, which means the content and the subject of the Old Testament is Christ.
Amen.
So to say it is Christ.
Amen.
So Deuteronomy is a book on Christ.
Amen.
So we have to put up this kind of glasses. When we come and we're reading the book of Deuteronomy, we're looking for Christ.
Amen.
In the pages, we're seeking Christ.
Amen.
You know, Christ is revealed mainly in two aspects in the book of Deuteronomy. You can see that Christ is the all-inclusive Lamb.
Amen.
This is the goal. God was bringing the children of Israel to this Lamb, which was everything for them. But also, Christ is revealed as life.
Amen.
And this life, it has the strength and the ability for us to reach the goal.
Amen.
He wants to take, make sure that we make it.
Yeah.
So, as we're reading through Deuteronomy, we want to see Christ as the land,
Amen.
All the riches,
Amen.
And we want to be see life as that supply.
Amen.
So, if you are, again, if you have your Bible, okay, let's read Deuteronomy 8. It's 8:3, but also we just find the verses on day 4. We can read those two verses, which are Deuteronomy 8:3, and then we'll read 2 Timothy 3:16. Let's read the first verse together.
And he humbled you and let you go hungry and fed you the manna, so that he might make you know that man lives not by bread alone, but that man lives by everything that proceeds out from the mouth of Jehovah.
Amen. Let's read the second verse as
well.
All Scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
Amen.
So all Scripture is God-breathed.
Amen.
So we need to realize that in the book of Deuteronomy, there's a life, and this life becomes our supply.
Amen.
You know, apparently the children of Israel were sustained by manna, but what they were being sustained by, it was what was proceeding out of the mouth of Jehovah.
Amen.
Here, you know, it says, here you can say, is the Lord. You know, what proceeds out of the mouth of God is God's word, and the word is Christ.
Amen.
So we need to enjoy Christ.
Amen.
Just to conclude, I want us to read a point, and this is in the outline. We'll read under Roman numeral number 3, under B, point 5.
Page 6.
So if we have it, let's read it together.
3,
B, point 5,
page 7.
Oh, well. Yes, 3B5.
So it's with the word because?
Yes, that one.
It's page 7.
Because the scriptures
are the breathing out of God, the exhaling of God. We should inhale the scriptures by receiving the word of God by means of all prayer. As we are teaching the Bible, we should be exhaling God into
this.
Yeah.
You know, as we God has breathed out, and what has breathed out, it has become the word.
Amen.
So whenever we come to the word, what's happening? We're inhaling God.
Amen.
But that's not it.
Yeah.
Whenever we come together, something has to happen.
Right.
We have to exhale.
Amen.
And then we exhale, and then guess what happens? When someone hears it, they inhale God.
Amen.
So this meeting right now, this is a exhaling and inhaling God.
Amen.
So if you got into something of the word, you can exhale.
Amen.
And we all can inhale.
Amen.
We all can breathe in.
Amen.
And the best way for us to breathe God is by saying amen.
Amen.
So when someone speaks something, if you want to breathe in, you have to say, amen.
Amen.
And something happens. God gets into you.
Amen.
We are full of life.
Amen.
This is how we get our sustenance.
Amen.
We read, and we share.
Amen.
So I'll sit down because now it's your turn. So we have 2 volunteers to go. And exhale.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That God exhales, but we inhale.
Amen.
And I like that this goes along with the verse on day 3. It says, but the word is very near to you.
Amen.
Even in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it.
Amen.
And Romans 10:8 almost says the same thing. Quote by Paul says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.
Amen.
That is the word of faith which we proclaim.
Amen.
Considering the verse of the prayer meeting this week, I was reminded also of the verse of Jeremiah 15:16. It says, your words were found,
and I
ate them.
Amen.
Your word became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Amen.
I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts.
Amen.
I like that verse there. It says in Romans, it says the word is near you and in your heart.
Amen.
So in the verse of Jeremiah, it says, I ate the Lord's word.
Amen.
With your mouth, right? You got to have a mouth to eat.
Amen.
And then after that, and then he says, that word became the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Amen.
I really appreciate that. We need to eat the word and then enjoy the word, and then the Lord we will have the Lord's word in our mouths and also in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
If we are going to fully possess Christ as a good land,
Amen.
We must beware of having an evil heart of unbelief.
Amen. Amen.
Hebrews 3:12, beware, brothers, lest perhaps there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief,
Amen.
Falling away from the living. I enjoyed also this verse this morning, Hebrews 10:39. But we are not of those
Amen.
Who shrink back to ruin,
Amen.
But of those who have faith
Amen.
And the gaining of the soul.
Amen.
And also 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children.
Amen.
And you have overcome them.
Amen.
Because greater is He who is in you
Amen.
Than
Amen.
He who is in the world.
Amen.
The one who is in us is greater
Amen.
Than He who is in the world.
Amen.
I cannot make it, but Christ can make it.
Amen.
He is in me.
Amen.
You must have faith in the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think.
Amen.
And all that we dream or imagine.
Amen.
God will do it.
Amen.
God will make it.
Amen.
The first generation didn't go into the good land because what did they do? They murmured in their tents. They did not listen to the voice of Jehovah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
We don't want to listen to our own voice or other voices.
Right.
It says, furthermore, let us be watchful never to murmur against the Lord as did the children of Israel. We must always sing His praise.
Amen.
No matter how arduous the way, no matter what hardship you meet, always give praise to the Lord.
Amen.
This is the way of victory. And I like this part here where it says, if we consider the history of Israel, we should not be disappointed with ourselves. Mm-hmm. Instead, we shall realize that we can be compared to caterpillars in a cocoon, undergoing the process of transformation.
Amen.
Do not be disappointed, but worship the Lord from within your cocoon.
Amen.
Like Terry said, God will do it.
Amen.
You know, I really appreciate this book. Again, who is this book written? This Deuteronomy means re-speaking. It's a re-speaking of words. Re-speaking to who? The younger generation who enter into the good land.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. To me, this word was so precious this week.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate Deuteronomy 8:2. It says, and you shall remember, O saints. We need to do some remembering.
Amen.
All the way, singular. All the way that Jehovah your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness in order to humble you and to test you to know what was in your heart.
Amen.
Whether you would keep His commandments or not.
Amen.
And I just felt like this word just spoke to me. The fact is we're all a failure.
Yeah.
We can't do it.
Right.
This word is to us.
Right.
He says, and He humbled you.
Amen.
Even this, He said, and let you go hungry.
Right.
I said, thank you, Lord, for letting me go hungry.
Amen.
Let you go hungry. They fed you the manna which you had not known, nor your fathers had known. So listen to this. So that He might make you know.
Amen.
So that He might make you know.
Amen.
Oh, you know, just all this, even everything we pass through, all our failure, is that God would make you know that man lives not by bread alone.
Amen.
Amen. So it's not us who are able to make it into the good land.
Amen.
But everything, man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Jehovah.
Amen.
And I just appreciate this with the monument at the start of the opening of the good land.
Amen.
The monument of all God's requirements.
Amen.
But what is it matched by? It's matched by the altar.
Amen.
With the offering.
Amen.
Qualifying us.
Amen.
Oh, to be in Christ, to be able to enter in to enjoy all that He is.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I guess I'll follow then. First of all, I apologize. I'm not going to use... Anyway, I can't find my book, and I can't use these things on the telephone. I just can't do it. I get lost, so here I go. But I was really enjoying the... where Deuteronomy picks up the first book, the first chapter. And as you know, Deuteronomy comes after the book of Numbers. And at the end of Numbers, what you had was a young generation, the second generation of the children of Israel. And a lot of the older ones had fallen in the desert, and a lot of the younger ones may or may not have heard the law of God when it was given to the people of Israel. So anyway, this younger generation was there, and the Lord had formed them into an army, an army to enter the good land. And I just appreciated what God did. There at the entrance of the good land, this army was formed, and the manna stopped. And they had to go in and to till and work the land to get food. All of a sudden, there was enemies to get into that land. And I just appreciated that the good land, as we know, is this very Christ. Amen. That we should enjoy and know. And we should give him a chance to know us too. But for that, we need to spend time with him. Amen. And spend time in the Word, which is Christ. Amen. And labor on that land. And we find many enemies. The enemies, I realize, are mostly me. Like even the failures, I felt we fail a lot. And one of the enemies to think, oh, poor me, I should do better. Well, guess what? We can't do better. Because at best, in a natural man, we're just failures. But we have one, who's the Christ. And at the entrance of the good land, when they went in, they put up these monuments, these stones that were covered in plaster, and the law was written for us, for the new generation to do it. But then, because we can't, there was an altar. The altar was set next to the law. And we know the altar are the sacrifices, which is Christ. Right. So I just appreciate that for us today, we want to be the young generation. Amen. We want to be those who are fresh in the Lord. Amen. And to enter in, we have the law to obey. But because we can't obey, we have the altar where the sacrifices are presented. And we just enjoy our Christ.
Amen.
So the real enjoyment and the entrance into the good land and the experience of the good land is through this very Christ.
Amen.
That we enjoy day by day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 This training has brought my view of Deuteronomy into resurrection.
Amen.
A few years ago, if you had told me that Deuteronomy was a book about Christ, I would have laughed in your face. Deuteronomy was, you know, it was a book of the law, but not only that, it was a re-speaking of the law. You know, I could barely make it through Leviticus. You got another book here for me to go through. I would have hated it. But thanks to this training, my view has been brought into resurrection, because where it once was dead, now there's life.
Amen.
Now I can see that there's Christ in this book.
Amen.
And my top enjoyment of Christ in this week was the matter of the monument and the altar.
If
a few years ago, if I had read this, it would have just been, oh, there's a monument here, there's an altar here, moving on. But praise the Lord for the illumination of the Spirit, and praise the Lord for this ministry which opens the Word to us like this. We have a monument here upon which all the words of the law are written, a testimony against every single person who breaks this law, which is all of us. Not one is good enough to make it through in this life.
Right.
But next to it is an altar. An altar for burnt sacrifice. So that we can go in. So that we can enter into this land. So that we can be blameless even before this accusing curse of the law here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the altar.
Amen.
As I was going through this week, I just realized that although the children of Israel now, in this portion of Deuteronomy, were standing in front, right at the footsteps of the good land, this was not the first time they were at the footsteps of the good land. Shortly after they came out of, in the book of Exodus, as they came out of Egypt, not too long, they were there. And they sent out some spies. This was not something that the Lord had spoken, but they had come together and said, let's send out some spies. Mm. And what came back was actually just lies, except for the two, Caleb and Joshua. So the other spies, they just came with lies. And what is lies? Lies really is our old man. And this is signified by the first generation. So what had to happen to the first generation? What had to happen to the old man? It needed to be dead. It needed to die out.
Wow.
So for 40 years, there was the work of transformation in each and every one of these children of Israel.
Amen.
So that the old man would die out. So now we're here.
Amen.
this second generation doesn't speak to this age or that age, but actually it speaks to the new man.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
We want the old man to die out.
Amen.
So that the new man could come forth.
Amen.
So that we can not only enjoy the riches of the good land, but also to possess this good land.
Amen.
And in front there you have the altars and the monuments.
Amen.
All signify Christ.
Amen.
Why? Because in order for us to enter into the good land, in order for us to possess the good land, we can have nothing of the old man.
Amen.
This new man, which is full of Christ, constituted with Christ, is what will allow us to get into this good land.
Amen.
So I'm very encouraged that the stumbling is actually the work of transformation.
Amen.
And that ultimately the Lord will bring us into and usher us into the good land.
Amen.
Amen.
I really enjoy Deuteronomy 30:11-14, especially when I read it in the context of Deuteronomy 30. But because Moses already spoke the laws, re-spoken the laws to the children of Israel. And in 31, he says, "Now I set before all these things come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you,
Amen.
And bring to your heart while among the nations to whom Jehovah your God will drive you." So he just set before them the blessing and the curse and tell them, as long as you listen to Jehovah's voice, you turn your heart to him, he will gather you and bring you into the good land.
Amen.
And then verse 11, he says, so basically he asked them to listen to God's voice and do the commandment,
Amen.
Keep the commandments. And then in verse 11, he says, "For this commandment which I'm commanding you today is not too difficult for you,
yeah.
nor is it distant."
Amen.
So he knows they will think, "Oh, how can we keep the commandment?
Right.
How can we make it?"
Yeah.
So he just tell them, it's not difficult, it's not distant.
Amen.
And following, he just tell them why it is not difficult, it's not distant. Because Christ, as the Word of God, has descended.
Amen.
And he has ascended, and he became the life-giving Spirit.
Amen.
Now he's in our mouths and in our hearts.
Amen.
As the saints have shared, he's the bride. So we can exhale him and inhale him.
Amen.
All we need to do is just to breathe.
Amen.
So we are not law keepers. We are not trying to make our own efforts to keep the law, but
right.
we are God seekers.
Right.
As long as we have a heart to seek him, we turn to our spirit.
Amen.
He is the spirit to supply us.
Amen.
He is the life and he is the spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm glad that we also have Romans chapter 10, which really shows us that
Amen.
This law in Deuteronomy 30 is Christ.
Amen.
If it wasn't for Romans chapter 10, I don't think we'd do that. Right? I just love what Paul says in verse 3. Verse 4, he says, "For Christ is the end of the law."
Right.
Why? Because he is the reality of the law.
Amen.
He's the embodiment of God.
Amen.
He is God expressed and testified.
Mm-hmm.
He is, the law is just a description of God. Christ is really God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then it says, and then Paul interprets and says, "But the righteousness which is out of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven?"
Mm-hmm.
And then he puts in, that is to bring Christ down.
Amen.
And in the note, it's really clear. To bring Christ down is God being incarnated in Christ.
Amen.
And then it says, and it's or in verse 7, "Or who will descend into the abyss?" That is to bring Christ up from the dead.
Amen.
You know, this point here, this shows that the law is Christ.
Amen.
That Christ is the law.
Amen.
The view is so clear here. The children of Israel are ready to enter into the good land,
mm-hmm.
which signifies the Spirit as the all-inclusive blessing.
Amen.
And so, but how do you get into the land? And once you get into the land, how can you stay in the land in a proper way without languishing in the land? What is the key? He is Christ as the
Word. Amen.
You know, if we want to have Christ as the Spirit, we need to take care of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But where is this word?
Amen.
It's not just on the page. It's in our mouth.
Amen.
It's in our heart.
Amen.
So we need to open our mouth.
Amen.
We need to open our heart. And we need to speak with faith.
Amen.
then we experience him as the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. La clave es Cristo.
The key is Christ.
Amen. La clave es el Espíritu.
The key is the Spirit.
Amen. Abrir la boca.
To open your mouth.
Abrir el corazón.
To open your heart.
Amen. ¿Qué clase de corazón tenemos?
Well, what kind of heart do we have?
Right. So, tenemos a José y Caleb.
We have Caleb and Joshua.
Joshua. Ellos tenían un espíritu diferente.
They had a different kind of spirit.
También tenían un corazón diferente.
But they also had a different heart.
Mm. La primera generación.
The first generation.
Representa al viejo hombre.
It represents the old man.
La segunda generación.
But the second generation.
Representa al nuevo hombre.
It represents the new man.
En nuestro espíritu.
In our spirit.
Regenerado.
A regenerated.
Está el nuevo hombre.
Is the new man.
Amen. Crece el nuevo hombre.
And this new man grows.
Esta es la clave.
This is the key.
Para tomar la buena tierra.
To take the good land.
Se necesita valor.
We need strength.
Se necesita un espíritu de poder.
We need a spirit of power.
Se necesita un corazón.
And we need a heart.
Para Jehová.
For God. For
para
Jehovah.
Cristo.
For Christ.
So la mala información.
So the bad report.
Dio un reporte de la tierra.
Gave a bad report about the land.
Que era es imposible.
That it was impossible.
Tomar posesión de la buena tierra.
To take possession of the good land.
Pero.
But.
Este grupo vital.
This vital group.
José y Caleb.
Joshua and Caleb.
Quien eran personas.
Who were persons
que representan los vencedores,
who represent the overcomers,
ellos dijeron,
they said
que eran comida,
that it was food,
que ellos se lo iban a comer,
that they were going to eat them.
Pero es imposible.
But it's impossible.
Pero para Dios no es posible.
But for God is not,
para Dios es posible.
For God is not impossible. For God is possible.
Yo no puedo.
I can't.
Pero él puede.
But he could.
La clave es el espíritu.
Amen. The key is the spirit.
La clave es tener un buen corazón.
The key is to have a good heart.
Pero cuando el corazón se vuelve al Señor,
but when the heart turns to the Lord,
el velo es quitado.
The veil is taken away.
Romanos 10.
Romans 10.
Que si confesaras con tu
boca, if you confess with your mouth,
creyendo en tu corazón,
and you believe in your heart,
que Dios le levantó de los muertos,
that God raised him from the dead,
serás salvo.
You shall be saved.
Podemos entrar.
We can enter.
En Cristo.
In Christ.
¿Dónde estamos?
Where are we?
En los cielos.
In the heavens.
¿Dónde estamos?
Where are we?
En el Espíritu.
In the Spirit.
¿Dónde caminamos?
Where do we walk?
En el Espíritu.
In the Spirit.
Ahí disfrutaremos.
There we can enjoy.
Incluso el Señor mismo.
Even the Lord.
Le dijo a Satanás.
Said to Satan.
No solo de pan vivirá el hombre.
Not only of bread of man live alone.
Sino de toda palabra.
But of every word.
Que sale de la boca.
That proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Él le declaró a Satanás.
He declared to Satan.
Que no solo de pan.
But not only of bread.
Sino de toda palabra.
But every word.
Que sale de la boca.
That proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Y la escritura dice.
And the scriptures say.
Timoteo.
And Timothy.
Toda la escritura.
All scripture.
Es dada por el aliento.
It's God's breath.
Alabado sea el Señor.
Praise the Lord.
Por la buena tierra.
Hallelujah.
All scripture is God breathed.
Amen.
I really appreciate that no matter what part of the word you're in, the Old Testament or New,
amen.
You get God.
Amen.
Because the Old Testament brings you to the reality.
Amen.
And the reality is the Spirit gets into us.
Amen.
And so it doesn't matter what part of the ministry we're in, we get God.
Amen.
We get the mingling in of the Spirit in our spirit.
Amen.
Well, we're in a different book, but really doesn't matter. We have the Spirit.
Amen.
I really enjoyed that. The Lord wants us to grow in life. He wants us to mature.
Amen.
He wants us to come to the maturity of life where He can just have that flow.
Amen.
And what He has to do is break us, and He also, we need to be broken, and we need accept the breaking.
Yeah.
Amen. It's kind of detailed, but it's really awesome to see that, you know, the Holy Spirit is the realization of God and as the life of God. God Himself is light, and this life is also light.
Amen.
The light is not given with simple, but from the Spirit, the oil. So if there's the oil, we need to feel it, the filling of the oil every day.
Amen.
We need, oh Lord, oh Lord.
so much.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The way for a Christian to become mature is to accept the breaking from God.
Amen.
See, the children of Israel were there in the wilderness.
Right.
And as they came into the good land, they had to hear the repeat, right? So we need to hear the repeat.
Amen.
We need to have the repeating of God coming into man.
Amen.
Oh, that we need to buy the oil.
Amen.
It's kind of scattered, sorry, Sage. But praise the Lord.
Amen.
We're going to mature in life.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Take it.
Amen. Mature in
life. Amen.
I enjoy everything, but day four really stood out. It was so precious, this morning revival, this whole week, every day was just so precious. And like Stephen was sharing, this isn't just a book of history and stories, but this is the embodiment of Christ. Deuteronomy is the embodiment of Christ.
Amen.
And we need to realize that every word in Deuteronomy is a life supply.
Amen.
And just like this brother was quoting these wonderful verses in Deuteronomy 8:3, and he humbled you and let you go hungry and fed you the manna, which you had never known nor your fathers had ever known, so that he might make you know that man lives not by bread alone,
but
man lives by everything that proceeds out from the mouth of God.
Amen.
I'm just so glad it just gets back to the word, you know, the monument, the offering, the altar. We have God's word. We have a way to go on. And inhaling the word is breath to us. God's word is breath. All scripture is God. When we read his word, we're inhaling God.
Amen.
We need to realize when we read the word, it's not just for knowledge.
Right.
We're actually taking God
Amen.
Into us.
Amen.
So just like the children of Israel, their failures were a lesson for us, right?
Yeah.
Everything they went. So I had a big failure in my church life. It took me over 20 years, two decades, to build up a regular time in the Word.
Yeah.
You know, it was always hit and miss and this and that.
Yeah.
But you know, you young ones, 40 and under, redeem the time.
Amen.
Don't waste your time not establishing a regular feeding time to touch the Lord, to inhale Him.
Amen.
Learn from my failure. Redeem the time.
Amen.
Learn from the generations and the children of Israel before you.
Amen.
The word will sustain you.
Amen.
It will supply you and restore you.
Amen.
Your life and light to you.
Amen.
You're inhaling God.
Amen.
So you young ones, develop a regular time in the Word to inhale God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Our God is inhalable.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The Word is, I love this, Deuteronomy 30, the Word is near you.
Amen.
Even in your mouth.
Amen.
I mean, what in our mouth? It doesn't say the Word is in your mind. No, in our mouth.
Amen.
So in our mouth, what happens from in our mouth? Our mouth. There's different things. Number one is breathing comes through our mouth, right? Hallelujah for breathing through our mouth. Drinking is through our mouth. Eating is through our mouth. And what do we need to eat, drink, and breathe? We need to breathe Jesus. Our God is inhalable. Oh, morning after morning and all throughout the day, we breathe Him in.
Amen.
You know this word spirit, translated, we know, is translated from the word pneuma.
Amen.
Christ is the heavenly pneuma.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We get to eat Him every day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the word. All scripture. We got to breathe in the scripture.
Amen.
All scripture is God's breathing.
Amen.
We breathe it in and then we speak it out.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, in Deuteronomy, there was the Ten commandments.
Right.
We have to remember these commandments are not for us to They weren't meant for us to keep. We can't keep them.
Amen.
They're all there, but they just testify of what God is, who He is, what He is. All His divine attributes are there, expressed in those commandments. Hallelujah. We can't do it, but we can take Him.
Amen.
He is our life. He is our everything.
Amen.
And then eventually what comes out? We express Him.
Amen.
We express love comes
Amen.
Out.
Amen.
We express light comes out.
Amen.
People around us, they wonder, what is it about you?
Mm-hmm.
I praise the Lord when that happens, because sometimes it doesn't always happen, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, throughout the week, it needs to happen.
Amen.
Where people see something's in us.
Amen.
Why? Because we're the God-men.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we're the
Amen.
God-men.
Amen.
So we need to stand and we need to praise.
Amen.
We need to use our mouths, Lord Jesus. You know, I was touched not only with this whole week and all the words there, comforting and encouraging, but also reprimanding. And,
Amen.
You know, I went back to the Chinese calendar that was off was for this week, for this month. And it is Deuteronomy 7:9.
Wow.
But backing into that, making me remember that, know therefore that it is Jehovah your God who is God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
A faithful God who
Amen.
Keeps covenant and loving kindness
Amen.
To the thousandth generation
Amen.
With those who love him
Amen.
And keep his commandments.
Amen.
This is what we were talking about all week this week.
Yeah.
The monument,
yeah.
the Ten Commandments, and the altar that saves us because he is our offering.
Amen.
So that
Amen.
We could enter in.
Yeah.
So this word is Christ himself.
Amen.
And it is all rehearsed in the book of Deuteronomy.
Amen.
And to see Christ as the very word that is near to us
Amen.
In our mouths
Amen.
And in our hearts.
Amen.
You know, just being so moved and so touched that our brother would share how he, this disillusionment of what the book of Deuteronomy really meant.
Yeah.
This ministry is so rich.
Yeah.
We're so thankful
Amen.
That we have the word to sustain us, to build us, to be permeated by this word so that we can stand in him and we can be those that exalt him and praise him and not be fearful, but be bold to speak him.
Amen.
All of them this week. Very enjoying and encouraging me all the time.
Caroline, a little louder.
Yeah, we'd like to hear you over here.
For day 5 is Psalm 119:57-58. Jehovah is my portion. I have promised to keep your word.
Amen.
I entreated your favor with my whole heart.
Amen.
Be gracious to me according to your word.
Amen.
His word is not put it in your head or dog at the door, but in your heart
Amen.
And in your mouth.
Amen.
That's what it says. Because I saw the Jewish people, they put in the forehead the piece of the scripture, I believe. And they put it every door, they have little things. But in us, God has revealed us in this ministry that the word has to be nourished us and it will be infused in us.
Amen.
The word is God and
Amen.
The word is Christ.
Amen.
Every word from the scripture is the God.
Yeah.
We cannot live alone with the bread and all the food, but we have to eat
right.
the word.
Amen.
The word will be infuse in you
Amen.
And lead you every single day of your life
Amen.
To grow in the spirit.
Amen.
That's the way we are keep growing to be overcome saints in
Amen.
This church life.
Amen.
Thank you for the Lord that he gave us his word and himself to us.
Amen.
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 Prepared, but I was so touched by sharing the sayings about breathing.
Mm-hmm.
God's word is God's breath.
Amen.
It's very true. God's word is God's breath. The whole Bible is God's breath.
Amen.
Then I think of myself,
my breath, you know, my physical body. Sometimes, you know, I was so stressed out, I feel like I was running out of breath. I was gasping for something. So when I do some deep breathing, I feel enlightened.
Amen.
I was refreshed. You know, same thing with our spiritual life. You know, sometimes we don't understand what's going on, but praise the Lord.
Amen.
God's breath is God's word.
Amen.
We just come to His word.
Amen.
Just breathe Him in.
Amen.
Because He's already breathed out all His words to us. So all we have to is just breathe Him in.
Amen.
So I was breathing Him in, we are being strengthened. Strengthened in our spirit,
Amen.
Lord Jesus. And then we were able to breathe out.
Amen.
We were able to exhale to the other people.
Amen.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, we have a chat group with siblings only. And then sometimes we share something in our daily living, everyone is sighing, something like that. And then sometimes I will enjoy the morning revivals, the words there. Although I cannot totally understand all the words, but I will share. I will share what I breathe in that morning to them. And then I feel like, oh, praise the Lord. I was able to exhale the word to them.
Amen.
So it's not something that we can do, but it's Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ is the word. Once we exhale Him up, He will do everything.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for this God's breath.
Amen.
When I read Hebrews 4:2, I was discouraged. The word says, but the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard.
Amen.
So, I've been in the church like long. I'm not that old. So it hasn't been that long, but it feels like I have been here long and I've grown old. And I've stayed in the same place for a long time. And it's always the same. I've heard the word many times, and there's no freshness.
Yeah.
But Deuteronomy 8:3, he humbled you and let you go hungry. I don't know why this word struck me so much.
Yeah.
I was so happy.
Amen.
He makes you humble.
Amen.
And He lets you go hungry.
Amen.
This means in the church life, you may feel you are not fresh.
Right. Yeah.
The words are not fresh to you.
Yeah.
Stale. But He is the living God.
Amen.
He will make you humble.
Yeah.
He will put you into a situation where you go hungry.
Yeah.
So you will learn and you will know
that
He is the only one
Amen.
You can turn to.
Amen.
And He
Amen.
Is real bread. He is the real man.
Amen.
Only Christ will save you.
Amen.
See, that's why gaps are so good, because ones like that share and refresh us all.
Amen.
So maybe a few more gaps, then you'll share.
Amen.
You know, similarly to the good land, we have something that happened in Genesis when 2:15, it says, and Jehovah God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden. Of Eden, to work it and to keep it. You know, when I went through this, I realized something. It says that man working the ground was that life, especially the tree of life, might grow for the fulfillment of God's first aspect, which was to express Him and to represent Him in His image. The ground typifies the human heart, into what Christ, as the seed of the tree of life, is sown.
Amen.
To work the ground signifies to loosen and break our heart, to open our heart to the heavens, especially to the spirit as rain may descend for the growth of Christ as a tree of life in us.
Amen.
You know, the realization that our heart needs to be broken. Broken, our heart needs to turn to the Lord. Our heart needs to be one with the Lord. Our heart needs to love the Lord. Our heart needs to be in God's economy. Our heart needs to be a body heart. A body heart, that, a heart that grows life. You know, and to guard, he says, and to keep it. To keep it is to guard, this is to protect the garden from God's enemy. That's the second aspect of God's purpose that he might fulfill. To deal with Satan by God's authority. We need to work the ground that God as a tree of life might enter into us. We also need to keep the ground, leaving no opening for Satan as a tree of good knowledge and evil. Every day we need to keep this life by leaving no ground for Satan to enter into it. We need to be eating and drinking and Christ, to be one with the Lord, to enjoy Him, to praise Him.
Amen.
Because He is the victorious one.
Amen.
He had already taken care of all the giants. It's all been swallowed. Death has been swallowed. Sin has been swallowed. So now what we need to do is enjoy Him.
Amen.
As a good land.
Amen.
To grow the tree of life in each and every one of us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for everyone's portion this morning.
Amen.
If you would ask how long I have been in the church, I think in this room I must be the most, the oldest, not only physically, but the longest that I have been in the church. Yet, if you ask me, how have you been? How is your time of your life with the Lord, your enjoyment of the Lord? I would say, Lord, I have come to a standstill that I don't feel.
Praise the Lord.
The freshness or the newness of life. I mean, you know, like I have been so old. And not enjoying much the word. So this morning I have been touched.
Amen.
That I have to enjoy the Lord more.
Amen.
So that I won't be so lukewarm and dead.
God.
Oh Lord, do it in me, Lord.
Amen.
As Philippians 4:13 says, right. I can do all things in Him who empowers me.
Amen.
I cannot do it in myself, but Amen. Lord, you have to do it, Lord.
Amen.
You are working me.
Amen.
I need it, Lord, and I need your supply.
Amen.
Your nourishment.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, answer our sister's prayer.
Amen.
And answer our sister's prayer.
Amen.
Do it in her.
Amen.
Do it in us.
Amen.
We don't want to languish in the land.
Amen. Already
right.
been answered.
Amen.
Lord, we just need to manifest it in our lives.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, our sister's prayer is all of our prayer.
Amen.
Oh, we want to enjoy you more, Lord.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right. Well, this is all our prayer.
Amen.
To pursue, to gain this all-inclusive prize.
Amen.
Again.
Amen.
Oh, refresh us more.
Amen.
we continue on in one accord.
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
We bound with more.
Amen.
We join in you, Lord.
Amen.
We're building up, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This is really the Lord's mercy for us.
Amen.
Because I was just really watered by all the saints sharing and realizing, you know, the children of Israel were about to go into this land. But Moses realized what's in man. he saw the whole generation. And so he realized there's this problem of an evil heart of unbelief. There's a problem of the murmuring, and there's a problem of the languishing. And these are all things that we all face today. But Deuteronomy gives us the answer. And that answer is Christ.
Amen.
You know, in the book of Galatians, praise the Lord for the New Testament. Otherwise, we wouldn't see any of these things, right? But in the book of Galatians, Paul points out that this good land is just the promised spirit.
Amen.
As a blessing. And so it's so wonderful. We can enjoy the Lord who is the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know, the Spirit's a little intangible, not so solid. And so not only did the Lord give us the Spirit, but he gave us the Word.
Amen.
And so to enter into the good land, what Moses realized they needed is not just the Lord's leading, but they needed the Lord's Word.
Amen.
Because the Lord's Word is what we need to live.
Amen.
And like our brother read in Romans 10, actually, if we want to enjoy the Lord as the Spirit, what do we need? We need the Lord as the Word.
Amen.
Because the Lord as the Word brings in the Lord as the Spirit.
Amen.
So I was just... I think we're all in the same situation going through so many things.
Yeah.
Like our sister Sylvia said, you know, there's so many enemies attacking our pursuit and gain of the Lord.
Amen.
But we have a way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have this word that the Lord has breathed out.
Amen.
Now this word is near us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's in our heart. It's in our mouth. It's in our hands.
Amen.
So I was just so encouraged. Lord, we want to have another week of coming to your word.
Amen.
You know, maybe our reading wasn't so good last week, but Lord, we have a new week.
Amen.
We have a new week. And we have another speaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A re-speaking of the Lord's word. So I'm just so encouraged that as we're getting into this book of Deuteronomy, realize, Lord, we need your word.
Amen.
Your word will sustain us.
Amen.
And your word will supply us.
Amen.
And your word is the way that we'll enter in.
Amen.
So I'm just so glad that we are in this together. And we are going on together. So anyways, I really feel like the saints' prayer was really the concluding word.
Amen.
But I'm so glad that we have this before us.
Amen.
To enter in. So may we all be encouraged.
Amen.
We need to have the spirit of Joshua and Caleb.
Amen.
We are well able.
Amen.
The giants are just our food.
Amen.
And the Lord is our supply.
Amen.
Enter into the good land.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do we have any other announcements?